Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, I would like to congratulate you on your assumption of the chair of this important conference. I assure you of my delegation's full support as we continue our endeavor to promote the effective implementation of Protocol 5 of the CCW. The Republic of Korea also takes this opportunity to welcome the Philippines as the newest high contracting party to this protocol. We reiterate the importance of universal adherence and call upon all those yet to do so to become party to this protocol and the convention without delay. Mr. President, the Republic of Korea attaches great importance to the protocol as it has made significant contributions to alleviating the suffering of civilians and preventing additional damage in post-conflict situations. As part of its contributions to the implementation of the protocol, my government has so far made a financial contribution of more than $45 million, both bilaterally and multilaterally, including through the UN Voluntary Trust Fund for assistance in mine action and the UN Development Program to assist the victims of mines and ERWs. As mentioned at the Protocol 5 meeting of experts this July, we are also cooperating closely with ASEAN Regional Mine Action Center over the recent years, such as by supporting regional expert workshop and training on demining. Korea's assistance program for the rehabilitation and capacity building of victims incorporates the ownership of the affected states, harmonization among stakeholders, and coordination between recipient and donor countries. It is our firm belief that the international cooperation of this kind, in accordance with Article 8 of the Protocol 5, will contribute to the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals as well. Mr. President, guaranteeing the sustainability of our important work into the future would require predictable and stable financial status of the Convention. We therefore take this opportunity to call on all high contracting parties to make the best efforts to fulfill their obligations in this regard as well. With these remarks, I would once again like to reiterate our full support and cooperation in making this year's annual conference a success. Thank you, Mr. President.